This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With Sad Nose, another former teammate, friend of yours, Gerard Mustaf, passed away earlier this week at the age of 55. Kevin McClinton passed away earlier in the year. You and Gerard came in same recruiting class for Coach Bob Wade back in 88. Huge recruiting year for Coach Wade at that time. But just take us back so many years ago and talk about your relationship with Gerard, being teammates with him and being friends with him as well.
Well, yeah, just like you say, me and Gerard, we came in together along with Jesse Martin. And man, I remember late nights out there on the South Hill side of campus. They used to have basketball courts out there in front of the dorms. And we would play out there all night. So we might be the reason why they don't have the basketball courts up there anymore. We were playing so late at night all the time. So just working on our games and developing friendships and things like that. Gerard, it took me it took me a little bit of time to get into a rhythm and get used to the college environment and playing at that level, the highest level in college basketball. But for Gerard, it was a seamless transition. He came right in balling, he was a guy that just had so much talent before his time. His athleticism, he used to wear the double knee braces, so his knees were killing him when we were young boys, but his skill set was just so high. He was just so talented, being able to shoot the ball from the outside. Post game was prolific, so man, it's a great loss for the Maryland family.
Yeah, he was a stretch four, Walt. As you know, you played with him before that thing was even a term, stretch four.
Yeah, and the thing about him, he could shoot the ball, but his post game was just as good as well. So he can hurt you from a lot of different areas, man. And like I said, he stepped right in his freshman year, was one of our go-to guys. And then in his sophomore year, he was our leading scorer. So, he made that transition from high school to college like it was nothing.
Walt Williams joining us here on the Fan. Bob Haney with you. Total Request Thursday. College hoops starts on Monday. This year's Maryland team. Well, last year, Walt, we talked about it throughout the season, 16 and 17, did not get to the postseason. It's a remade roster. Jameer Young is gone to professional basketball. We guess Jacoby Gillespie is going to replace him at the point guard. What can you gather? DeSean Harris-Smith is back for his sophomore year. We'll break down the front court in a minute, but what do you know about the Maryland guards right now?
Well, you look at Gillespie, you look at DeSean Harris, Jay Young, who's a veteran guy. The biggest thing that the Terps have to do this year is be able to shoot the ball from the outside more consistently. So you have a range of guys that can get that done, not just at the guard position, but the wing position as well. When you look at, like I said, Gillespie, Rice, Selton Miguel, these guys can put the ball in the hole. And so you're going to be looking for that, looking for the Terps to go to the next level when it comes to shooting the ball as a team. So I don't think that falls on one guy. I think that's collectively as a team. And when you look at the makeup of this team, it looks like they'd be able to accomplish that.
Yeah, and let's not forget Malachi Palmer, who apparently has been doing really well as we get close to the season. Now the front court, Julian Reese coming back for his senior season. How much bulk is there? How's his game evolved? I mean, a guy, is he, I guess, poised, Walt, for a breakout, air quotes, season here in College Park?
Well, yeah, when you look at the Terps team, one thing also that you look at this team as compared to last year, and you look at the depth, you know, having Geronimo come back another year, Derek McQueen, addition of Derek, Brayton Pierce being able to be plugged in there as well. You know, these guys have different skill sets, so it's just a matter of how they gel and fit together. But you look at Julian and Derek McQueen, both of those guys are very talented. And they should be able to play off each other to some degree. They pretty much do their damage in terms of scoring in the same area almost. So it's going to be interesting to see how they play together. I think when you look at the team you look at the depth that they have at pretty much every position this year, you know, you tend to think that this team would be an up-tempo team. And when you got bigs like Julian Reese, Derek Queen, who can run the floor, I think that'll be advantageous to their skill set.
Well, we just talked about when you and Gerard Mostoff were coming in, you know, many, many years ago. But, you know, high accolades. Gerard was a McDonald's All-American, just like Derek Queen is. And Cooper Flagg was his teammate in high school. What kind of expectations when you come in with those press clippings? He's from Baltimore. I mean, is there added pressure on him to come in and be like the super terrific guy right out of the gate?
Well, you said many, many, many years ago. I think you put too many many.
Yeah, a couple of presidents ago. Let's put it that way.
But yeah, you know, there is an expectation when you're a high ranking coming out of high school or whatever, prep school. There is an expectation for you to be able to come in and be impactful, I think, from in terms of the fan base, but also internally from yourself. You've been accustomed to being a focal point throughout your career to this point, and you expect to be able to add impact the game. And so I think it's an expectation all the way around from everyone.
Well, Williams joining us here, 105.7 The Fan, Vinny and Haney. Vinny's off today. Bob Haney with you on this Total Request Thursday. Kevin Willard, third year at the helm as head coach. How has Kevin Willard acclimated himself to life in the ACC, the Big, now we are going back present, in the Big Ten. You know, try and get back to the tournament. Walt, you know this. This is banner Sweet 16, just getting to the tournament, 11 seed A. Terrific, we're in the playing game. No, that's not what we're striving for here. So, Kevin Willard, the direction he's taking the program, how are you feeling about it right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, you're absolutely right. Our school is a historic school, and, you know, the expectations in basketball is going to be high. And this is virtually a new squad that's coming this year. You know, you had three, I think, guys returning that were impactful players that played in the game, and Deshaun Harris, Juju, and Geronimo. And so these first couple of games, and it's going to be about, and I think this is for any school that's in this position, the first couple of games is just going to be about the new additions and being able to gel and figuring out what five play well together. I think that's going to be a process that you got to go through during the season early on, just because of the environment of college basketball. But like I said, I think that what's been hurting the Terps in these past few years is being able to shoot the ball. Been in a couple of the practices, it seems like that's something that's going to be a lot better this season. You can't determine from practice, though, in a game environment, but I'm talking about looking at people's form, the way they look, the way the shot looks. It looks like it can be consistent from multiple people. So being able to add that to the equation and being able to duplicate what they've done in the past on the defensive end, if they can do those things, I can see the Terps going to another level.
The Wizard, Wall Williams, joining us here on the Fan. Let's get to the NBA. Walt, if you don't mind, the Wizards are 2-2. They beat Atlanta two straight times. Is there another team out there, however, that they can beat? What do you think of Washington? Extremely, extremely young team right now.
Well, yeah, you know, they're extremely young. They're going to take their bumps and bruises. You know, this is a work in progress. Absolutely. When you talk about the NBA, it's a young man's league, but it's about experience and knowing how to play and knowing how to navigate situations out there on that basketball court that supersedes natural talent most of the time. And so, like I said, the Wizards going to go through their growing pains because they are so young. They have so many guys that are inexperienced in the battle. And so this is going to be a learning experience for them all, and hopefully they can grow and grow at a fast pace. But I don't expect this team this year to, you know, to be a playoff team or anything like that. But it's important that they've taken steps forward in eventually getting there.
All right, Walt, last thing for you. Each conference, we got Cleveland and Oklahoma City, only undefeateds left. Cleveland, obviously, in the East, OKC in the West. Who are your conference champions, as we still have many, many months of basketball left to be played?
Many, many months. I like OKC, though. I like how they finished the season. I like the unique thing about this team is that they have so many young guys. You don't expect this team to perform as consistent as they do because they just don't have the veteran guys, enough veteran guys in that roster that's in the rotation. So, you know, I'm surprised by how well they're doing early on, and that's a testament to the superstar on the team. He's a guy at the point guard position that, you know, just controls the pace of the game, and he's just solid out there. He's one of the best players in the league right now. So I like OKC on the west side to make some noise. On the east side, man, I like that's tough. The east has it's a lot of a parity there on the east, so it's hard to pick one. From there, man, I look for Philly to be better. You know, that's the team I look to me that makes the biggest jump, you know, with the addition of Paul George. You know, hopefully you can get Embiid being healthy. I think it all boils down to that. If he can be healthy going into playoff time, I think Philly, I mean, you know, he's the most dominant scorer around that paint area for a big. You know, I think that Philly is going to be a tough out if Embiid is healthy playoff time.
All right, Walt, when I get off of work, I'm going to need a stiff drink there. If I'm looking for a nice vodka to go with that accompaniment, what kind of vodka am I going with here?
You're going to go with Clutch Vodka. And the thing about me is I just didn't want people to have to lower their standards to support, you know. So it's premium vodka, but I wanted to make sure it was at affordable pricing. It's organically filtered, gluten-free, no sugar, no carbs. We give a portion of our sales back to One Maryland Collective, the NIL at University of Maryland. I thought it would be a great idea to have the support of the community and have them be a part of directly impacting the caliber of student-athlete that the University of Maryland will recruit now and into the future. So we thought that would be a good addition to have. Also, you can follow us. My website is clutchspirits.com. You can follow us on IG and Facebook at Clutch Vodka. And then
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On clutch spirits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.